The case of the Australian mining boss detained in Shanghai is being watched closely by other large corporations operating in China. Stern Hu is the head of Rio Tinto's China operations, and he's being held in custody along with four other Rio Tinto employees after Chinese authorities claimed they'd stolen state secrets for the benefit of a foreign power. Rio Tinto is one of the biggest iron ore exporters in the world, and China the hungriest of customers. Already the Chinese government has said it believes there's enough evidence to convict Mr. Hu and the others. Australian diplomats will be allowed to meet Mr. Hu later today. China correspondent Stephen McDonnell reports.
China's secretive State Security Bureau grabbed Stern Hu and three other Rio Tinto employees last Sunday. The Bureau is responsible for counter-espionage in China, and for them to detain the regional head of a large multinational corporation, it must have been approved at a senior government level. What's more, the authorities knew that this would drive a diplomatic wedge between China and Australia, that it would fuel the arguments of those urging caution when dealing with this country's state-owned enterprises, that it might even scare away some would-be investors, and yet they did it. The feeling here is that China's internal spy agency must think that it has a rock-solid reason for putting these men in jail for a long time. For this reason, the hearing will probably happen quickly, though they can technically be held for many months without trial. China can't afford to be wrong in this matter, and that will worry Rio Tinto. They wouldn't risk losing face on the international stage unless they really wanted to put Stern Hu and the others away. Any doubt that this would be the government's attitude disappeared last night at the Foreign Ministry press briefing. The ABC asked if the case could have anything to do with payback for the failed Rio Tinto-Chinalco deal, and if the arrests could create perceptions internationally that might make it more difficult for Chinese state-owned enterprises to invest overseas in the future. You're squeezing the information out of me like toothpaste from a tube, government spokesman Qinggang said. He added that Hu's detention was the result of an independent judicial process and went on. The relevant Chinese authorities have conclusive evidence which will prove that they have spied and stolen state secrets, and that this has greatly damaged China's economic interests and economic security. In China, there's no separation of powers between the courts and the Communist Party. So if the government feels there's enough evidence for the Rio team to go down, then this is an ominous indication of what's likely to happen. As for comments by Australian politicians on the issue, Qinggang said that trade cooperation between China and Australia is mutually beneficial, and that it's inappropriate to blow this individual judicial case out of proportion or to politicise it, because this will be no good for Australia. Later today, Australian diplomats will have access to Stern Hu for the first time. Any public comment following the meeting will be made by the Foreign Minister, Stephen Smith. This is Stephen McDonnell in Beijing for AM.